You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton pushed hard to try to get their deposition in front of Congress to be put on TV and to be an open session. The Republicans controlling the committee said no, it is going to be behind closed doors. So in advance of her appearance late yesterday evening, Hillary Clinton put out a fairly detailed statement of her view of what the committee was doing and then stood and spoke to reporters as soon as the interaction was over. Scott Lucas is with us, Professor of US and International Politics at the Clinton Institute in UCD. And obviously the Clinton Institute is the name. There is no further connection beyond that. Scott, the appearance that Hillary Clinton made after, she was extremely critical of the process and extremely critical of the nature of the questions that were put to her.
Well, I mean, it's not just the Clintons, but it's Democrats. It's also many analysts who have actually said that this process by the House Oversight Committee, which is led by Trumpists, is not really trying to seek transparency or accountability for Epstein survivors. But this is more of a political project, effectively, to do two things. One is keep the Clintons in the headlines. And two, by doing so, protect Donald Trump and others who may actually be named in the Epstein files and may be complicit in some of the actions of Jeffrey Epstein.
And it has to be said, Scott, that if that is the intent, it is working quite well.
I'm not sure it is, Anton. I would say at the level of the fact that Trump and others have been protected by the Justice Department, which, of course, is led by Trump's political appointee, Pam Bondi. You know, the Justice Department has stonewalled by withholding more than half of the Epstein files, more than 3 million pages. Those pages that have been released have been heavily redacted. But the information that is snuck through has some pretty serious information, including a very serious allegation against Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein from the mid-1980s over sexual abuse of a girl aged between 13 and 15, a document that went up for a few hours on the Justice Department website and then was withdrawn. But I think beyond the fact that they haven't been able to block everything, I think the turn in public opinion against the Trump folks over this, including by some Trump supporters, who actually are saying transparency is more important than protecting Trump's reputation, I think that's eroding Trump at a time when he's facing other challenges, for example, on the economy.
Now, one of the things that Hillary had the great advantage, Hillary Clinton, of in relation to her testimony was that she was able to say, pretty much as a blanket statement, I had no interaction with Jeffrey Epstein other than bumping into him at parties, as in I didn't go to the island, I wasn't a friend, and therefore there was a limit to how much they could investigate those ties. That didn't stop them, according to Hillary Clinton, asking her about UFOs and Pizzagate.
Well, part of that is just simply because they were a little bit of, and we'll have to wait for the full transcript to come out to establish exactly, you know, the detail. But part of it appears to be simply frustration by the Trumpists that they couldn't get anything on her regarding Epstein. And part of it's just that there are a couple of conspiracy theorists on that committee. So we know that the Pizzagate question, which is this bizarre conspiracy theory that Clinton and Democrats were involved in pedophiles in 2016.
They were running a pedophile ring from a pizza joint in Washington, D.C., is the allegation.
Yeah, that's the allegation. And it was pushed by a group called QAnon. And one of the QAnon's sympathizers is Lauren Boebert, who is now representative from Colorado. And she's the one that asked that question. And then there's also other conspiracy theories around UFOs and the government concealing information about it from the American public. you know, this kind of stuff that exists in kind of the corners of social media, but now unfortunately has snuck into the mainstream. I just simply take it, Anton, that if the media focus on this, which is that the fundamental here is not UFOs or Pizzagate, but that more than half of the Epstein files are still being withheld and that survivors are not getting the accountability they call for, then you can push through that white noise, whatever comes out in Bill Clinton's own testimony today.
Well, we're going to be looking ahead to what is likely to come out in Bill Clinton's testimony later on, because obviously the big difference between Bill and Hillary Clinton is that Hillary had no material relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Clinton very much did. So we will address that a little later in the show. Scott, thank you very much. Scott Lucas, Professor of U.S. and International Politics at the Clinton Institute.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.